As we begin the last week of our Advent retreat, we'll look at some ways that we can welcome the Lord more deeply into our heart. Get ready, because we begin now. Hey there, it's Monday. Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Thanks for stopping by. I saved you a seat right here. If you'd like to sit down and hang out with me, I would love to keep you company for the next 30 minutes or more or less. We're in the last week of Advent now, the fourth final week of Advent. Christmas is 4 days away. Christmas is on Friday. And as a reminder, we're going to do a program Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. We're going to take Christmas off. So you relax, you celebrate the birth of the Lord with your family. You just enjoy the day, and we'll be back next Monday. Continuing the Christmas message. We're going to keep it on the Christmas message because next Monday we will still be in the octave of Christmas. So throughout next week we'll keep looking at the Mass readings and keep our eyes focused on Christmas, because we don't want to lose the season, because it's not done yet. We got a couple days left, and you may have heard me talk on Relevant Radio this morning. I was on with John Harper on the Morning Air Show today, talking about last minute ways that we can still make this our best Advent ever. You know, you really need to believe that. The fact that you're trying, the fact that you have a desire to grow closer to Christ means that you want it. And if you want it, you can be guaranteed that He wants it too. So something will happen, even if you've gotten into the habit. Let's talk about that now. Let's talk about the fact that maybe you've gotten into the habit of reading Scripture this Advent. Maybe you've been listening to this program for the first time this Advent, and you realize that you got to hear Scripture every day on the show. You got to hear some meditations. So you did something. That's going to bear fruit. Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't think about all the things you didn't do. Think about what you did do and the fact that you wanted to get closer to Christ. I mean, that's the biggest thing that you can do. Because once you give Him that opening, He's going to respond. If you want to grow closer to Christ and you ask Him for His help, He'll respond and you will be able to grow closer to Him. So don't be too hard on yourself about the things you should have done but you didn't. Even if you didn't do anything, it's not too late. We'll start today. How's that? If this is the first time you're tuning into this Advent retreat, we can start today and still have this be a good Advent for you. The Lord's not going to hold it against you. He just wants you to begin. He just wants you to believe that you can have a relationship with Him. And you know, sadly, so many people out there, and I really hope you're not one of them, but if you are, I want to address this to you. So many people don't believe that it's really and truly possible to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's not just a nice saying. That is a real expression of the relationship that you can have with Him. It can be a personal relationship. And I hope you understand that. That's why I'm so excited that my new book will be coming out in another month or so. It's called Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. It's not that hard to have a personal relationship with Christ. And I needed to get it into print because I needed people to understand that. So that's going to be coming out from Servant Books in just about another month. Keep that in mind. If you'd like some help, you can pre-order it now by going to followingthetruth.com. Or you can go directly to amazon.com and pre-order it as well. But the point is, whether or not you buy the book, here's what you need to remember. You can have that personal relationship with Christ. He wants it. So if you want it, nothing will stand in your way. We've got a few more days left. We're going to try to make the best of it. I mentioned that I'm going to be sharing a reflection later in the show about some things you might want to consider. We need to make this real. And I one of the things that I like about this book that I've been using, this meditation book, is that these meditations are real. They're not overly complicated, they're not overly flowery, but they're real. And they give us ways that we can do things in our lives to become closer to Christ. And I think we all need that. We all need suggestions like that. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We'll also pray our St. Andrew Novena, and we will read the daily Mass readings, which, interestingly enough, today's Gospel is the same as the Gospel we read on Sunday. Obviously, the Church wants us to learn about Mary and Elizabeth. So we're going to talk about that on the program. And I want to invite you, if you have any questions at all, if I can help you in any way, to please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Over the weekend, I noticed that a few of you responded to my plea for additional donations. And as I go into this next year, this is going to be a challenging year for me. So I'm trying to really reach out to anybody that listens to the show and ask for your support, for your financial support, especially if you could become a monthly sponsor. The reason I need to do that is because it's getting tougher and tougher. This January will be my fourth year of full-time ministry, and there are some challenges, obviously, to working in full-time ministry. I want to continue the show. I want it to be free. And in order to do that, I have to keep asking for support. So if you would keep that in mind and you are able to make a donation to my work, especially if you'd like to become a monthly donor, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com and click on the donate page. Also, the other thing that you can do that would really help me is to continue to whenever you go to Amazon, if you want to shop from Amazon, if you would use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, you'll see the Amazon link on any of the pages of my website. It's right on the sidebar. You can't miss it. If you would click on that to go into Amazon instead of just typing Amazon.com, that would help me. That would help me to keep this show on the air. It would be helping my full-time ministry to survive. It's not going to cost you anything extra. So that's something you can do that would really help me out. As well as if you're in the market for some really good coffee and you would consider purchasing Mystic Monk Coffee from my website, that helps me as well. And that doesn't even require a donation. If you're going to buy the things anyway, you just use those links. That would really help tremendously. So if you wouldn't mind bookmarking followingthetruth.com, especially as we go into the next year, you're going to forget about this possibly. And I want to help remind you because it's my desire to keep doing the show for as long as I can. And it's my desire to keep in full-time ministry. But it's something that I really have to work at because I need to get more speaking engagements, I need to get donations, and I need to have sources of income to keep this going. The Lord will provide if He wants me to do it. The only thing is, I need to turn to you and ask for your help. So He might be asking you to help me out. And I appreciate it. I thank you in advance. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to do this show and for the fact that you have listened, that you're helping me out, and you're praying for me, and I'm very thankful for that. Today's beverage du jour is... Ready to go? Ready? Here we go. That's good. Jingle Bell Java from Mystic Monk Coffee. I think this might be my favorite flavor of Mystic Monk Coffee, Jingle Bell Java. And if you're interested in getting some of this coffee, real coffee, brewed by monks who are passionate for fine coffee, followingthetruth.com, click on Mystic Monk, and you can get yourself some of this really great coffee. I hope you've got a good beverage. Hope you got a snack. Hope you're ready to get started. As a reminder, during Lent, we will, again, I always say God willing because I never know what He has in store, but God willing, I plan to do a Lenten retreat. If you like the Advent retreat, Lenten retreat's a little bit longer, maybe a little bit more intense, but I think you will enjoy it. And if you're able to participate, you know I'd love to have you. So stay tuned for more information about that. But we got to get through Christmas first. I don't want to rush things here. All right, we're going to do our St. Andrew. We're going to do our prayer. We're going to do our St. Andrew Novena. We're going to talk some daily Mass readings. Let the Lord speak to us through the pages of Sacred Scripture. Then I'm going to share a meditation with you from the book Meditations from Advent to Lent that we've been reading from throughout this Advent retreat. You ready to get started? All right, here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, first of all, we want to thank you for giving us another day. You've been so good to us. You have blessed us in so many ways. Thank you for letting us be here. Thank you for letting us be here as we wrap up the Advent season. Obviously, you want us alive right now. And you give us this opportunity to grow closer to you through your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we plan to take full advantage of that, Father. We ask you also to help those who are sick. So many people are struggling right now with illnesses. We ask you, Father, to heal them physically, if it be your will. But certainly give them the strength to deal with whatever it is that they're facing at the moment. Father, we ask you also to help those who are struggling financially. those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with any kind of any sort of doubt or despair going on in their lives right now, those who are anxious, those who are lonely. So many people during the Christmas season become very lonely. So we ask for your help for them as well. Father, we ask you to bless us, those around us, all of our family and friends, our coworkers, people we encounter throughout the day. We ask you to help those who may be suffering from religious persecution, as well as those who are living in maybe extreme poverty or dealing with any sort of a weather-related issue. And I ask you to speak through me, Father, to take over this program. I give it to you, and I ask you to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now we're going to pray our St. Andrew Novena, or sometimes called the Christmas Novena. We'll do this 15 times. And just remember your personal intention, whatever it may be. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Really cool that we've been praying that for, 3 weeks now, in our fourth week during the Advent season. It's an amazing prayer. I love the novena. It's difficult to do at the beginning, right? Because you think, wow, this is really overwhelming. 15 times, how am I going to make it through? But if you try to focus on the words are amazing. And it really helps us to prepare and to really understand what it is that we're trying to do during Advent. And we're trying to really appreciate the fact that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he's on his way, and he's going to be here very soon. He's going to be here very soon. When you have a few days left of the Advent season, so I really suggest you try your best to get the most out of it that you can. Let's take a look at the Mass readings now for Monday of the fourth week of Advent, December the 21st. The first reading is from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks. He says to me, "Arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For see, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of pruning the vines has come, and the song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and you are lovely." Now, this poem from the Song of Songs expresses a relationship. It involves a woman waiting for her lover. And if you look at it, if you apply this to us and the Lord, us as the church and the Lord, we see that he's coming soon, that he really is about to come into our lives in a big way. Remember, every Advent gives us the chance to renew our relationship, to grow closer to him. And now here's what we want to do. We want to get so excited. We want to get so excited that we are anxiously awaiting for the Lord to come more deeply into our lives. Every Advent gives us that opportunity. Now, really, you can do this anytime. You just don't have to do it during Advent. But Advent gives us a chance to have a beginning and an end point so that we get it done. Because as we've talked on the show before, what often happens is, here, you know, what's going to happen is, we will never do it. We're going to say, well, I will go grow closer to the Lord. I know there's something I should do. I know there's something missing in my life, but I'll have to do this when I get around to it. Well, we're never going to get around to it. So Advent gives us that time to really make it a point to grow closer to him. So this is a cool little expression, this first reading, showing the anticipation. You know, I remember when Eileen and I were first dating, it was really exciting. When we wouldn't be able to see each other, whether I remember I was traveling a few times before we got married, or should have things to do at night, and we wouldn't see each other every day in the beginning, and would really look forward with anticipation to that day when we got to see each other. Even when we were seeing each other every day, we would, I remember sitting in work thinking, I can't wait to see Eileen tonight, and it's really great to be able to live with her now and to see her all the time, but there was that bit of absence in the beginning of the relationship. And as you're really falling madly in love with one another, you want to be with each other. And that's the same thing it is with the Lord. Even if you don't understand how it's going to happen, how you're really going to how you're really going to make this happen, how you're really going to get closer to him. Just get excited because you know it is possible. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 33, Exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp with the ten-stringed lyre. Chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield, for in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Did you get that line? Our soul waits for the Lord. And that's really what Advent is. It's a time of anticipation. It's a time of waiting. We are waiting to encounter the Lord more deeply. And we're going to keep looking at these readings. The church gives us these readings to get us excited about the fact that he wants to grow closer to us. What can we do? Because I'll tell you what, if you tend to be an anxious person, and I know a lot of my listeners are anxious because I'm anxious and I do a lot of my, or I'm an anxious person by nature. I always like to differentiate that. By nature, I am someone who tends to worry. And I know a lot of people who listen to this program are in the same boat. That's why you listen, and I think that's fantastic. But here's what I have learned, that if you grow closer to the Lord and you have that personal relationship with him, it is possible to live each day in peace. And I live most of my days in relative peace. If I stopped growing close to the Lord, if I stopped speaking to him, if I stopped reading scripture, if I stopped going to daily mass and receiving the Eucharist, I would be in trouble and I would backslide, which is understandable. Because the only way you're going to find lasting peace in this life is to have a relationship with the Lord. And that's something we want to always keep doing. We never want to get to a point where we can say to him, you know what, Lord, I've got it from here. I don't need to be with you anymore because I cannot worry on my own. Well, if we ever do that, we're going to be in big trouble. We don't ever want to live apart from him. We always want to have that close relationship with him. So that's why these readings are good. That's why it's good to just embrace this relationship with the Lord and look forward to growing closer to him. Let's do the gospel. And again, we just read this one Sunday, but it's a good one. Luke 1, 39 through 45. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The message that we want to get from this reading is that just that being in the presence of the Lord had an effect on John the Baptist and on his mother Elizabeth. And if you do the same thing, if you continue to grow close to him, if you continue to stay with the Lord every day, you're going to see a change in your life just being in his presence. And if you could possibly get to visit him in the church, pray before the tabernacle, or maybe visit a chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, it's going to change your life. Being in his presence is very, very special. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. It's even better than praying to him spiritually. To be in his presence, there are many, many graces available for you there. Now, let's take a look at this. This is a reading from December the 21st in this book that I've been using, Meditations from Advent to Lent. And I want you to remember, again, that the authors of this book are involved in education. So when you hear them refer to their students, you're going to understand what that's all about. But you can use these lessons. These lessons are good enough that you don't need to be a teacher to benefit from them. Because all of us have people around us. We have our families, we have our friends, we have our coworkers, we have somebody around us. These are the people who we want to reach out to. And these are the people who we want to make sure that we are loving them the way that the Lord wants us to love them. We can be Jesus to these people around us. Let's take a look at this. For primitive peoples, the dawn of a new day was always a magnificent spectacle. For one thing, they could see it. To us modern people, often hemmed in by walls of towering cement and steel, dawn is frequently something we read about, but far too seldom see. And thus the words, "O rising dawn," may not mean too much to me. I might sometime try to find a spot where for a few minutes, some morning, I could watch the dawn. I would see for myself the gradual and indescribable beautiful coloring of the orient sky, the coming of the first streaks of light, the gradual return of color to the darkened earth. I recall how St. John loved to develop the struggle between the light and the darkness. And in John 1:5, he said, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not." Perhaps I could compare faith in my own life, faith in him who is the way and the truth and the life, to the coming of the dawn. How faith changes the things which make up my ordinary life. How it colors all that I do. These ordinary things all now have a supernatural value that they didn't have before. The ordinary routine which I do, these humdrum duties, they have a new radiance, and I begin to understand through increased faith their great importance in God's plan. Through faith in him, I can go happily through my day, for I know where I am going and the way I know. Knowing the importance of faith in my life, let me pause to think of the many chances which come to me each day to increase that faith. From the time I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night, there are so many ways in which I practice my faith. Of course, there are my morning prayers and Mass, my meditation and my daily prayers, my examination of conscience, the times when I pray the divine office. All these occur naturally to me, and I can well stop and ponder how efficiently I use them to increase my faith. How often during these prayers I beg for an even deeper faith. Today, let me resolve to ask earnestly and often for an increase of that virtue which so regulates my whole life, which is the mainspring of all that I do. So make it a point, and this is Gary talking, by the way, make it a point to ask for an increase in faith. It's something we always want to do. We want to say, "Lord, please increase my faith," because a lot of times our faith is lacking, and we could stand to get a boost. All right, back to the book. But then there are other opportunities. At class, I probably begin with a prayer, but I wonder if it occurs to me very often what kind of an example I set the students. They are very observant creatures. Do I give evidence of a deep faith? Do I ever pray at this time that my instruction may change their lives for the better? And you know, you don't have to be a teacher to be able to get something out of this. There are people all around us, our family members, our coworkers, our friends at Mass, people we see in the store. You never know who you're going to run into, our neighbors. These people can benefit from us living out our faith. During the day, the more I can make faith a vivid part of my work for others, the more happy and successful I shall be. I have probably met sometime in my life people whose faith is really striking, and the chances are I have never forgotten them. Come and enlighten those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death. Today I will beg the Lord to come and enlighten me, so that those whom today I teach and counsel, and all whom I come in contact with, may be helped in their faith. As Christmas draws nearer, I pray with greater fervor, O Lord, do not delay, but come and deliver us. And really, that's a prayer that we can all be praying. Lord, do not delay. Lord, come more deeply into my life. I want a stronger faith, Lord. I want you to become more real to me. I want to do what you want me to do in life, but I can't do that because my faith is weak. So please increase my faith. Help me to not only grow closer to you, but to set a better example for those around me and maybe bring some people closer to you as well. All right, does that sound good? Good meditation, huh? Good stuff. I love this book, and I hope you keep continuing to listen to the program. These next days are going to be challenging, so I need you to really try very hard to show up here. Look, if you have things to do, I get it, but you can download the podcast and listen whenever it's convenient for you. Make it a point to try to listen, because I'm going to really try to use these last few days to help you to grow closer to our Lord and to not give up. It's going to get hectic. So we don't want to give up yet. And then after Christmas, please try to continue listening, because I want to continue to talk about these things. It's very important. Thanks for listening. If you need anything, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And until tomorrow night, when I hope to be back again, have a wonderful night and God bless you. And remember, get ready because the Lord's coming soon.